News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
COP29 kicks off today with more than 100 world leaders expected to travel to Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan. And George Monbiot, environmental journalist and campaigner, joins us this morning. George, a COP, obviously, we talk about this every year as it happens. Are there anything particularly sort of standout that you would see it, that you would expect to come from this COP29?
Well, what stands out is that it's destined for failure, really. I mean, they're just not taking it seriously, but they haven't done so at hardly any of these meetings. We've now had 28 of them. Out of that 28, two have been half successes. That is a 3.5% success rate. Now, if there were any other process which delivered a 3.5% success rate, you would change that process and you would replace it with something far more effective. And there are some much better models around for how meetings like this could be run. But these meetings, let's face it, are designed to fail. They attract huge amounts of media attention. Everyone flocks there, not because the media is interested in climate, it's patently not, but because it's interested in power, and a lot of powerful people are meeting in one place. And we get the same narrative every time. Oh, is this going to be the one? Are we going to break through this time? No, of course we're not. It's not designed for that. It's designed to create an appearance of action, not action.
Okay. Scathing words there on all of that. When you say it's destined to fail, is that partly because so many, I suppose, important world leaders aren't at this COP?
Well, that's certainly going to be part of it. And of course, everything now has been sharpened by Trump's victory in the United States. He has promised to destroy the measures that would help to slow down climate breakdown. I mean, it's utterly perverse and crazy. You know, if you were looking down on Earth from the heavens and you would say, what the hell is going on here? This is, you know, here is the world racing towards its tipping points, racing towards the Earth system's horizon, beyond which there is no coming back. You know, if this planet tips into a less habitable state, we will not be able to tip it back. And the human suffering that people have experienced over the millennia so far will be as nothing by comparison to what happens if the planet becomes largely uninhabitable.
George, you mentioned there that there are other ways to approach meetings such as this that might be more effective. What do you think those other ways would be?
Sure. So one of them is actually promoted by an organization based in the Republic of Ireland called the De Border Institute, and it's called the Modified Border Count. And it's a voting system, but one which doesn't sort of reduce everything to a sort of binary yes or no, but allows people to refine their choices in such a way that you can then get a broad-based agreement around really difficult issues. The problem at the moment is that we've got a consensus system where every single one of the, 198 national delegations has to agree. So that means that every one of the delegates has got a veto power over the whole process. And it just makes the nonsense of it. It means that it's constantly reduced to the lowest common level. There's other proposals that have been put forward, creating treaties amongst sort of coalitions of the willing, nations which are prepared to come together around a common aim and then build those outwards. And that's how, for instance, the landmines treaty, the anti-personnel mines treaty has been developed, quite a few other conventions like that on cluster munitions, prohibition of nuclear weapons and the rest of it. And you could build that out to have a treaty on deforestation, a treaty on the elimination of coal, a fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty.
Look, thank you very much for joining us with all of that insight this morning. That is George Monbiot there, environmental journalist and campaigner.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.